Rich Currents of Grace, January 13. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Is it not wonderful that we can receive the rich current of grace from Deity, and work in harmony with Deity? What does Deity want with us, poor, weak, and feeble as we are? What can Deity do with us? Everything, if we are willing to surrender all. God loves every youth. He knows all about your trials. He knows that you have to battle against the powers of darkness, who strive to gain control of the human mind. God's purpose for His children is that they shall grow to the full stature of men and women in Christ. In order to do this, we must use aright every power of mind and soul and body. We cannot afford to waste any mental or physical strength. Satan has summoned the hosts of darkness to war against the saints. We cannot afford to be indifferent to his attacks. He comes in many ways, and we must have clear spiritual discernment, that we may be able to discern when he is seeking to gain possession of our minds. God calls on those on whom the light of truth is shining to take their stand in his army. He calls upon them to show their loyalty by walking in the light he has given. The Lord desires you to understand the position you occupy as sons and daughters of the Most High, children of the Heavenly King. He desires you to live in close connection with Him. Cut away from everything frivolous. Do not think that you must indulge in this pleasure and that pleasure. Determine that you will be on the Lord's side. Take firm hold of the arm of divine power. Harness your habits. Put on the bit and bridle. Say, I love the Lord, and I am determined to use every particle of my intelligence in His work. If you will stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel, faithfully doing His service, you need never yield to temptation, for one stands by your side who is able to keep you from falling.